Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. I'm over at Canby Elementary today for the 5th grade science fair. And Janae Wright, a teacher here at Canby Elementary, is kind of in charge of the science fair, right?
I am in charge. However, it's all about the kids. And the 5th graders did an awesome job presenting this morning.
That's right. Thank you for asking me to be a judge.
Well, yes, local celebs are asked. And you yourself, Paul, our local radio personality. We love having you.
Well, I really enjoyed being the judge today. Man, some creative ideas and some awesome kids.
Oh, you know, they're all awesome. And the neat thing is they get it around the winter, this task, and it's all done at home. So it's kind of a surprise today of what they come up with. And it always is awesome surprises.
So as a judge, we look for a few different things. What were we looking for with each display here today?
You know, presentation is big. It's basically presenting to a judge has a lot of points, plus their hypothesis, procedure, results, and the research behind it. And I think all in all, the kids did very, very well today.
All right. And we're going to talk to a few of them now.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Janae.
Thank you.
Yep. Janae Wright here. And DeLon Clarkstein is one of the judges along with me, my good friend DeLon. DeLon, how's the judging go today?
I've been doing this for quite a few years with Janae. This year, I thought the overall level of how the kids did was just amazing. There's been some years where you could tell there wasn't very much effort put into it. This year, the kids did a lot better job, and it was really, really fun to go through it with them. So,
okay. And we have a fifth grader here, and what's your name?
My name is Nico Cable, and I'm in fifth grade.
All right. DeLon, you dealt with Nico here this morning, huh?
Yeah, I had the privilege of working with him, and we actually had a lot of fun with his experiment because we were experimenting when we did his experiment and hit the jackpot when we did that, didn't we, Nico?
Okay, Nico, tell us what we're looking at here at the science fair. What's your project?
My project is, which food is the best battery?
Which food is the best battery? That's kind of different.
My materials are 5 potatoes, 5 apples, 1 rutabaga, 5 lemons, alligator clips, LED lights, copper wires, pennies, zinc-plated screws, and a voltmeter.
Okay.
And my hypothesis was I think that the lemon will work best for a battery.
So you think a lemon will be can be a battery?
It can be a battery. Okay. So my procedure is I cut a small slit into each fruit large enough to put a penny in. You can put it anywhere on it. Stick the pennies in the slits I cut into the fruit, cut a piece of wire, then put on alligator clips, repeat that 5 times, and insert zinc-plated screws into other half of the fruit. Use alligator clips to connect to 1 penny on 1 fruit to a screw on another to complete the circuit. Repeat for all 5. Connect the alligator clip to LED light. Use the voltmeter to measure current.
Okay. So for our listeners, we're at a table here. And Nico, what fruit do you have on your table?
I have 5 apples, 1 rutabaga, 1 potato, and 1 lemon on my table right now.
And what is this here?
Those are my wires with the alligator clips.
Okay.
And one has to be connected to the penny and one has to be connected to the
fruit or the
nut.
The food? The screw.
Screw.
Okay.
Yeah, screw.
So let's do this quick. Can we do this quick? Let's see. So we're going to test out which food is the best battery. And Nico's...
Why don't we do the last one? Yeah.
We're going to do...
That was the coolest.
Okay. Let's do the last one. And so he's putting a penny inside. He's putting it in the apple, right?
Yes, I am putting it in the apple.
What's the reason for that, I wonder?
So then it helps the current measure better.
Okay. So now we're going to put a screw in the apple, too, on the other side of the apple. This is interesting. Now, why is a penny, you're pushing a penny in a lemon here? Same thing?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as the apple. Then I'm also going to be doing that with the potato.
Okay.
I'm going to keep on repeating that on all 3, but I'm not going to do the rutabaga because...
Okay. So this is really interesting, visiting with Nico Cable, a fifth grader here at Canby Elementary during the science fair, and he's just setting up his project here. It is very interesting, isn't it, DeLon?
This was actually a lot of fun for me to work with Nico on, especially when we tried this. because we had done the five apples and we kind of saw that lit up. And I said, I wonder what happens if we do all three of them. He said, well, let's do it. And surprise, surprise, we got the most current flow out of the three of them as we did with anything. So,
and Nico's working hard here. And you got the wires hooked up to a potato, a lemon, and an apple. And we're going to connect the screw and the penny that's in the lemon. And we're going to, how do you know there's current though? How does that work?
So we see if it works with the LED.
Okay. Oh, you got an LED light.
So the LED has to be on the right side of wire. So
okay.
So it has. So the penny has to be on the longest side, and then.
So we're gonna hook things up. Is this supposed to light up now? Look at that! Look at that, Nico. It's lighting up. That is amazing. Is it working?
Yes, it is. It's actually glowing a lot better than I thought it would.
Okay, explain to our listeners what we're looking at here.
So I have the potato connected with the penny and the screw with a wire connected to the LED, then another wire connected to the other piece of metal on the LED to another screw with through the apple, to another penny with another wire connected to the lemon with the screw in, with a penny with the wire connected to the potato screw.
And the light is lighting up, and all we got is potato, lemon, and apple. That is something else. So what's the conclusion? So which food is the best battery, Nico?
A potato would probably be the best battery. You need 14 potatoes to start a car.
You need what?
14 potatoes to start a car.
No, really?
Really.
Where'd you get your research from? That's amazing.
I got it from bibelex.org and jiffylube.com.
All right. You are one smart kid, Nico. When my battery goes dead on my car next time, I hope I have a sack of potatoes in my backseat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You should.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yep. That's Nico Cable, a fifth grader here at Canby Elementary. Thanks a lot, DeLon.
Hey, anytime. Always fun to be with the kids. Kids in Canby are awesome. Yep. You know how I feel about our kids, so you bet.
All right. Paul Ramo reporting from the Science Fair here at Canby Elementary.